This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. An MP in the New South Wales Parliament has broken down in tears while reading a piece of hate mail she received during the campaign to legalise same-sex marriage. Labor's Helen Westwood read the letter during the state's upper house debate on the issue, where the author described her as a lesbian slut. Miss Westwood's Labour colleague Penny Sharp also made a statement in support of the bill, saying she was confident most Australians support the cause.
It is unquestionable that the majority of Australians want this final piece of legal discrimination to end.
The bill was, however, defeated by the narrowest of margins, 21 to 19.
Community stakeholder groups have compiled a paper calling for big changes in the way New South Wales Police patrol LGBTI events, including establishing an independent complaints handling body. The paper's release follows several concerns over officer conduct at this year's Mardi Gras, which led to an extensive community consultation.
A new report, which was published ahead of this year's Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Sri Lanka by the UK's Kaleidoscope Trust, has called for homosexuality to be decriminalised across all Commonwealth countries. The Speaking Out report, which was backed by the Trust's Australian Foundation, also called for more action in the fight against homophobia and transphobia, while detailing a plethora of human rights abuses against LGBTI people in Commonwealth countries. In 41 out of a total 53 countries across the Commonwealth, homosexuality is still treated as a crime.
A new campaign, which was launched this week in Britain, claims 99% of lesbian, gay and bisexual teenagers hear homophobic language used in schools. The posters, produced by the UK's Stonewall charity, sport slogans like gay, let's get the meaning straight, and gay, let's get over it. Speaking to Gaydio in the UK, Stonewall's Luke Trill says the campaign is about equipping students and teachers with the tools to tackle the derogatory language.
So firstly explaining why using that language is wrong, and secondly giving them some ways that they can respond to other people when they use those phrases.
The Speaker of the US House has said he doesn't see the need for an act making it unlawful to hire and fire on the basis of sexual orientation. Republican John Boehner made the statement after gay publication Washington Blade asked if the Republican leadership would allow a vote on the issue. Boehner says if the act known as ENDA was passed, it would open the floodgates for legal action.
But I think this legislation is unnecessary and would provide a basis for frivolous lawsuits. People are already protected in the workplace.
The Speaker also came under fire last week after holding a meeting with the World Congress of Families. The group is calling for the US to introduce Russia-style legislation to shut down pro-gay speech.
TV network MSNBC in the United States has suspended Alec Baldwin's weekly talk show for 2 weeks after the actor used an anti-gay slur in an altercation with a paparazzo. Baldwin initially denied using the slur, which included the word fag, but has since apologised and promised to retire the words from his vocabulary. Gay Alliance group GLAAD was not impressed with the outburst, calling on him to end his pattern of anti-gay slurs.
Coming up, a Christian hate group is a bit bitter over what's happening in schools. Find out what exactly is getting their knickers in a knot after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
A college hockey team in Hawaii have added rainbow colours to their uniforms 13 years after dropping them for anti-gay reasons. The Rainbow Warriors axed the word rainbow from their name and the colours from their gear as they didn't want to be associated with the LGBT community. The team have brought back the bright design in order to move with the times. And a swimmer from a Texas university has come out to his teammates in an emotional email. Matt Corman told teammates he was gay as he was tired of lying about who he is and feeling depressed. Corman says since writing the letter, everyone has been extremely supportive.
Thanks, Tanya. And an Australian anti-gay Christian hate group has been shocked to discover same-sex attracted young people are being supported through mental health programs and gay-straight alliances. In a new post on the Salt Shakers blog, the group encouraged their readers to read on to get even more alarmed as they explain groups which help to fight discrimination should not be allowed to operate in schools. The group specifically slams proud schools in New South South Wales, Peninsula Pride and the Safe Schools Coalition in Victoria, and the National Youth Mental Health Foundation Headspace. QNN contacted the Salt Shakers, however, they were unfortunately unable to answer any of our questions.
And that's what's shaking the LGBTI community this week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.